Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. White House officials say that President Biden has been meeting with his national security team to discuss tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Our national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, has spoken with his counterpart at least 8 times over the past few weeks, and U.S. officials at the State Department, Defense Department, across our government continue to work in close coordination on a daily basis with Ukrainian officials.
The U.S. has also sent missiles and other equipment to Ukraine for its self-defense against Russian forces amassed near Ukraine and inside of Belarus. The Pentagon has placed 8,500 U.S. troops on alert in case they are needed to bolster NATO forces in Europe. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for strong action to prevent a Russian invasion of Ukraine. From member station WUKY, Karen Czar has more of McConnell's remarks during a visit to his home state of Kentucky.
McConnell calls the buildup of Russian forces along its border with Ukraine serious. He has had talks with the White House and believes whatever steps are taken to counter Russia need to happen before an invasion and not afterward.
Once the Russians have grabbed a piece of Ukraine or tried to overthrow the entire government, it's really too late.
On Monday, President Biden spoke with European allies. 8,500 U.S. troops in the region have been put on alert, and Biden has also promised to send military assets to the area. McConnell says he believes the administration is, quote, moving in the right direction. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Frankfurt.
San Jose gun owners will have to obtain liability insurance and pay a $25 fee per household under an ordinance approved late Tuesday. The new law requires coverage for losses or damages resulting from negligence or accidental use of a firearm. The head of the Gun Owners of California says his group will challenge the new law. This is NPR News. An appeals court judge has temporarily restored New York's mask mandate pending appeal of an earlier ruling. A lower court found that Governor Kathy Hochul's administration lacked the constitutional authority to issue the mandate. GM says it will invest $7 billion in Michigan plants. NPR's Camila Domonoske has more.
GM says this will be the largest single investment in the company's history. It's building a new battery cell plant and converting an existing production plant to electric pickups. GM CEO Mary Barra says by 2025, GM will have the capacity to build 1 million electric vehicles, also called EVs, every year.
Now, we have said we aim to be the market leader in EVs by mid-decade, and today's news is a big step forward to achieving that goal.
The current market leader is Tesla, but major automakers are racing to catch up.
NPR's Camila Domonoske reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The top health official in New Orleans says he is skipping one of the earlier parades of the Mardi Gras season because of death threats. Dr. Jennifer Avegno has come under fire because of her COVID-19 restrictions. A city spokesperson says that Avegno's decision does not imply that other New Orleans officials will avoid the event as well. India is celebrating Republic Day. It is a national holiday marking 72 years since independent India adopted its constitution and dropped the British monarch as its head of state. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more from Mumbai.
India's annual Republic Day parade started with a military salute and a marching band in the capital, New Delhi. Guests are limited and socially distanced for a second year in a row because of the pandemic. This holiday celebrates January 26, 1950, when the Indian Constitution took effect and India completed its transition from British colonial rule to an independent republic. In recent years, human rights groups have raised concerns about Indian democracy, though. Later today on Capitol Hill, U.S. lawmakers and Amnesty International are holding a briefing on escalating violence against Indian minorities, especially Muslims. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
U.S. futures are slightly higher in after-hours trading as investors await the outcome of the latest Federal Reserve Board meeting. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed at this hour, down a fraction in Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.